Next up, lead candidate for the Welsh Conservatives in Pennebont Bromwyganog, Andrew Artie Davis.
Tell us a bit about yourself and why you've decided to stand in this election.
Well, I've lived in the Vale of Glamorgan all my life, and on my mother's side, my family come from Bridgend as well. So I've got a foot in both camps, if you like, of the two new constituencies of Bridgend and the Vale of Glamorgan, Bromwyganog, Pennebont. And ultimately, I've been assembly member stroke Senedd member since 2007, and this is a real new opportunity to represent two areas that I'm passionate about and I want to see thrive in the next 4 years, should the good people of the Vale of Glamorgan and Bridgend choose to put their cross in my box on the May the 7th.
And in recent weeks, we've been out speaking to local people on some of the issues that matter most to them, and these are some of the questions that have come from them. So the first is the cost of living. It's a key area that most people feel is affecting them. People seeing rising cost of energy, fuel, council tax, food and more. How would you say a Conservative government in the Senedd would work to fix the cost of living crisis and make sure that people feel like they've got more money in their back pockets?
Well, obviously, the other thing I've been over the years, and I still am, is a partner in a farming business. And we're seeing that cost in our business as well as, obviously, our household budgets. And it's vital that any government is able to alleviate those cost pressures. And one of the things in our manifesto is about taking a penny off income tax, which would save the average family £450 a year. So that would be £450 a year straight back into your wallet or purse so that you can choose to spend that on what you wish to spend it on. And that ultimately is one measure we would bring forward. We would work with colleagues at the other end of the M4 in Westminster to challenge the Labour government to make sure that they don't raise fuel duty, because obviously a rise in fuel duty, which is currently on the cards for September, will have a crippling effect on motorists and transport costs generally. And obviously everything travels by road or by rail if it's diesel, and therefore that would add to the cost of living as well. So inflation sadly will go up, and we need to do all we can to keep inflation down so that interest rates don't follow the upward trend and mortgages go up as well.
And that cost of living crisis has an impact on small businesses, as we've heard. You know, costs for them are rising, but also people having less money means they're shopping less locally and maybe turning more to online retailers. So how do you think we can do more to support small business? How can a Conservative government support small businesses on high streets across the Vale of Glamorgan and Pennebont?
Well, a big thing that comes from small businesses, in particular retailers, is business rates and the unequal field that they're fighting on against some of the big retailers who end up paying the same business rates, level of business rates, as they do on local high streets. And so what we believe is that out-of-town stores should be paying a higher level of business rates, similar to what goes on in England at the moment. And there should be a rebate to small businesses so that they can keep that money in their bank accounts and spend it on their businesses, making them more vibrant, offering more employment opportunities, and ultimately regenerating our high streets, and in some respects, repurposing our high streets so that they are residential, retail and leisure combined, so that ultimately that thriving retail experience is at the heart of our local communities, whether that be here in Barry, whether that be in Cowbridge, whether that be in Llantwit or Bridgend, Porthcawl or any of the other towns and villages of our great constituency, so that people have confidence to invest and go and shop in those areas.
Another key issue that comes up is housing. There's obviously huge waiting lists for housing in general, but also targets being set, and many are concerned about overdevelopment in areas. And ambitious house building targets have been set by the Welsh Government, putting a strain on local infrastructure. We've heard of areas like the Waycock Cross roundabout and groups against developments there. And how can you respond to the housing crisis of government without putting more pressure on local infrastructure?
Well, there's plenty of brownfield development sites that can be brought forward for development. I mean, the Waycock Cross development or proposed development is a classic case of council-imposed, Welsh Labour Government-imposed targets on local communities. Anyone who uses that road realises is that the infrastructure is creaking at the seams already and it can't take any more. And what we need to do is make sure that where the development is brought forward on such a scale, the local infrastructure is in place before the development starts. Access to doctors, surgeries and schools is made available before the development starts, and therefore the local community would be more receptive to that development. But we believe that brownfield sites should be brought forward in the first instance. Waycock Cross shouldn't be brought forward. It is overdeveloped in that area already, and it just should be taken out of the LDP full stop. And another measure we'd like to see as well, that's brilliant, isn't it? My mobile phone going off. Another development we'd like to see in the planning landscape is making sure that permitted development rights such as England enjoys at the moment, where you have a redundant building, if that could be repurposed into a house within the confines of that building, then that should be something that the planners should welcome rather than obstruct and refuse. And that way then we'd get a lot of redundant buildings brought back into residential occupancy and ultimately alleviate some of the problems that we face. But don't forget, under Labour implied in government in Cardiff, we are only building about 4,500 to 5,000 new homes a year when we know that the Welsh economy needs 12,000.
A key remit for that Welsh government is local transport. We know obviously the Welsh government owns Cardiff Airport and Transport for Wales as well. Yet transport links within the rural Vale of Glamorgan and into Bridgend still fall short. What needs to be done, do you think, to improve transport infrastructure? And where are your views when it comes to a train station in St Athan?
We've got a train station in St Athan. We want a train station in, not St Athan, sorry, we've got a train station in Roos, but we haven't got a train station in St Athan. And that's something I've been campaigning on in the Senedd and holding ministers' feet to the fire, such as Ken Skates, the outgoing transport minister, and also the economy minister, Rebecca Evans, as to why they haven't put their political weight by getting a train station in St Athan. The other thing we need to make sure we get are those two trains an hour on the Vale of Glamorgan line between Bridgend and Cardiff and running through Barry, so that that at peak times has greater capacity and would incentivise people to use the train to make sure that we alleviate some of the congestion that we've got built up on our roads. But what hasn't helped in this last Senedd term is that Labour mothballed all road building projects for a period of 2 years while they reviewed road building schemes. And that put the road building programme just completely out of kilter. And what we need to do is make sure that we put that investment, such as a new M4 relief road, because whilst that's not in the Vale of Glamorgan constituency, that would have a huge economic benefit to access larger markets and bring inward investment into the Vale.
Let's now talk about the NHS. We're seeing obviously record waiting lists, people struggling to access GP appointments and in some cases travelling miles for appointments. What do you think needs to be done to fix the NHS and get it working for local people?
Well, that is the biggest dilemma that any incoming government faces. Health and social care consume nearly 55% of the Welsh Government budget. So if you don't get that right, not only is there the personal agony of people on a waiting list, where nearly one in four people in Wales are on a waiting list, but there's the huge resources that get consumed by the NHS, which get diverted out of the economic development, education, and all the other aspects that the Welsh Government are responsible for. We would declare a health emergency from day one if we were to assume the role of government within the Senedd, and that would put all the resources of the Welsh Government into bringing those waiting times down so that that pressure was taken off the NHS in Wales. You do that by developing surgical and diagnostic hubs, something that when I was health spokesman back in 2020, I was calling for, along with the Royal College of Surgeons, to happen. It's only now that the other parties have caught up, and indeed the Welsh Government were actively stopping that happening in Wales to the detriment of bringing waiting times down. But also what's got to happen is that more money needs to be spent on community medicine, such as GP surgeries and pharmacists, so that you take pressure off the acute sector and people get their appointments when they need them in their community setting, rather than get diverted into the hospital, which should only be for acute issues. And the final part of the jigsaw is investing in social care and remodelling social care, because we know many people are stuck in hospital because they can't step down from hospital treatment to their own homes because there's that gap in social care. I would like to see a greater working relationship between the social care sector and the health service so that there isn't this constant fighting over money and patients are stuck in the middle.
Let's talk about the polls now. The most recent YouGov poll in late March suggests that there'll be only one Conservative in the Senedd come May 8th. What's your reaction to the polls? And do you think the growth of parties like Reform UK is splitting the vote on the right side of things?
What I'm seeing when we're out and about, and we go out three times a day, 6 days a week, and on the seventh we rest, as a lot of people do, to take breath and take stock of where we're at, is that people are voting for the Welsh Conservatives. They like the message about fixing Wales because they understand that there are real problems in health, education and the economy. And the manifesto that we were first to launch in this campaign has gone down very well. So I do take polls with a pinch of salt. I'm standing on my own personal record of 19 years worth of service as a regional member, which has included the Vale of Glamorgan. This time round, obviously, it has Bridgend and the Vale of Glamorgan under the new voting system. We firmly object to the fact that there are going to be 36 more politicians, and that is going down very well on the doorstep, that telling people we're the only party that voted against those proposals that will cost residents £120 million over the next Senedd term. And if they want to scrap that policy, then they need to stick with the Welsh Conservatives and vote Welsh Conservative so that we can put a motion before the Senedd to see if we can get that backed, to scrap the 36 extra politicians and put that money into more teachers, doctors and nurses.
So two final questions now. When it comes to Penybont, Bromley, Gannock's constituency, looking to the future, what do you think are some of the key areas for success and the key challenges facing the areas in the years to come?
Three things, really. One, you can't get away from the health emergency that we're facing because so many people are on a waiting list and so much money of the Welsh Government's budget is being absorbed into health by emergency interventions because the health boards are going massively over budget. Don't forget the Heath Hospital, which serves as the general hospital for large parts of the Vale of Glamorgan area, found pigeons in their operating theatres. And we've only recently got the Princess of Wales Hospital, which is the general hospital in Bridgend, back online after the roof caved in there. And the report into that said that there were warning signs of that going to happen. And obviously people didn't act in time and vast areas of the hospital became unusable. And so that put pressure on waiting times. Secondly, the economy, to make sure that we bring the cost of living down so that people keep more of their own money. And the council tax, for example, which has gone up by 6.5% in the Vale of Glamorgan, the highest increase of any council area in Wales, is challenged because we would bring a referendum in to make sure that if it goes over 5%, residents would have a say on that, so councils couldn't arbitrarily just impose that type of council tax increase. And thirdly, education. Because it's really important that people get the chance to get a good education to set them up for life, and in particular apprenticeships, which are really vital to developing a 21st century economy. Yes, university education is important for research and development, but access to apprenticeships is really important. And we have the new campuses of Cardiff and Vale College being built at the moment in Barry, and we've got the great aspect of Bridgend College, obviously in the Bridgend side of the constituency, and we need to make sure that people have opportunities to access apprenticeships. And we're promising 125,000 new apprenticeships if we were fortunate to form the next government in the Senedd.
And finally, in 30 seconds, why should people vote for the Welsh Conservatives on May 7th?
Vote for the Welsh Conservatives because we offer hope, opportunity and prosperity for Vale and Bridgend. And if you are disgruntled with the way that Labour plied and the Liberals have stitched up the constitutional settlement here in Wales, and in particular the 36 more politicians that will cost you £120 million, show your distrust of the Labour Party, Plaid Cymru and the Liberals not to do the day job, which is improve health, education and the economy, and just focus on constitutional issues as they've constantly done. We want to improve your lives, we want to improve the prospects of Wales, and we will do that.
That was lead candidate for the Welsh Conservatives, Andrew Artie Davis.